all of the kind of probing that must be done, have a quick review. While she's there, who's going with her? I think it'd be interesting just to stop by the police and have a friendly chat and just see if poor Khartouma airstrip is being, if anybody, if it can casually be mentioned. So we thought we might have a charter coming in today. Whether or not, I'd like you to help if you could. If it's necessary, all right. Yeah, it'd be kind of savvy, though. So we thought a charter of doctors might be coming in today. You know, if you've heard anything, you've not been able to confirm. Our radio's out. That's a good thing. Our radio's out. Have you heard anything about a charter coming in? That way we know if the landline, if they're planning anything on the airstrip. Nobody would ever dare invade here by helicopter, I don't think. Because it's too easy to knock their only means of helicopter, and we could knock them all out. What helicopters they have in the country, we can knock them out. The boat is coming down. Yeah, they know the boat. Say they might be coming by boat. That's a good point. But you got to be very cool about this. Maybe Paula can make. Maybe she can. She's had a lot of savvy dealing with these people. She probably ought to do it. Suggest, don't you agree? After she's finished the line. Now who's going to divert? Somebody's got to be clever to divert while she's doing all the talking on the telephone. Sorry to set such a serious tone, but if there was ever an invasion, it'd be an ideal time for an attempted takeover by the fascist, direct takeover. This would be the ideal time with the Prime Minister and the Prime Minister-to-be, Hubert Jack, who's a friend of ours, been friendly, never done anything unfriendly, helped get our bulldozers when nobody else could get them fixed for us and processed different things. He and the Foreign Minister, all of them in the Soviet Union. And they'll be gone for 2 weeks. That's why we got a long time of wondering. This is the second day of a 12-day journey. And if you'll study your history, more military takeovers take place while leaders are out of the country than any other time. So you can just, you know, used to call anything other than the risk they're there. I don't think that means the end of us. I still think we have negotiating power. People have sanity. I do think we have to get down to making it frank, a frank interpretation of our will if it has not been communicated. I think it has to some degree, but we have to be sure that it's been communicated to every last one of the existing cabinet, both socialist and potential CIA or fascist. Because that's all that'll keep the bastards away. Is a will of the people to resist to the last man, woman, and child. And I think that's a negotiable commodity in their eyes. That's the way they look at it. We're just commodities to capitalists, and we represent bodies of power and action that can embarrass them in the world arena. So if a fascist coup took over, that doesn't mean we immediately are going to be attacked. Which is always possible that some people are so insane with narcissism that they might think they could get by with it. That's what we need to talk about. Things that are really reasonable and pertain to our revolutionary significance, our survival in that order. If we're really communists, we first concern ourselves about our revolutionary purpose and then secondarily our survival. The temptation in the world without principle is for me to put it in reverse order. And I think there's an emotional position that I do take to that degree, that I put survival first and revolutionary perspective second, because I know that I'm the most revolutionary, the most conscientious, and the most dedicated and all that. That makes me very sad to think about. But whatever. I'll be putting a strong emphasis upon survival because as I see it, our revolutionary impact at this time and survival are somewhat interconnected. I mean, our death lends itself to misinterpretation quicker than our life. And that yet, some of you got relatives that are determined they're going to visit here, and some of you are not emotionally geared to them not coming. They'll talk about that. There's still conflict here about the relatives coming in here. Worst thing that happens for your relatives to visit until we have total peace. It'll assure a white knight is certain as hell. And if they're caught in the middle of it, what the hell then? It's all over. Now, you people who have relatives and ask me the question, should they come or should they not come, you need to weigh this shit. And then those who've not asked me, like Mr. and Mrs. Moten, whose daughter's coming, we should consider, what will she do? Will she stay? She's been friendly. What the fuck if a white knight happens while she's here? Her child's here. She's been in the movement. We got to decide these things. We got to talk them out. And we need to tap the Moten's mind very strongly, because I think she's one of the early ones due. Did you write a letter trying to attempt to postpone it till the fall? She's a nice woman. I stayed in her home. But this is one hell of a step from our socialist program back there to stepping into this revolutionary kind of a white knight situation. I think she can make it if she's got no attachments. I think a lot of people can make it if they got no attachments down there, undue attachments. Her communique was one that didn't want the child to come back. She wanted to come here to visit here. We can always have to look for subtle messages and see if there's anything behind it, because anybody can be deceived, used, manipulated, your child, my child, anybody's child. So we need to discuss that, put that on the agenda. Anybody, who else's family was it that was coming? I told frank ass no to one of you sisters, because I don't even know your people, so it's a frank ass no. Who? Yvette Muldrow's mother, and what is it? Sanders. She's due when?
The 20th of April.
Ain't this a shit's 20th of April. Well, we have to talk about them first. We have to talk about her the first. I don't know her from apple butter in terms of consciousness. I do know the Moten's daughter. I stayed with her for some days, and she seemed to be open at that time. And she has, of course, sent a son here who's lived with us for nearly a year. Will be a year then. But it's a significant thing to think about. Do we meet them? Where do we meet them? If they do come, do we vacation them in Georgetown? What the hell do, you see? We got to discuss all this stuff so that you people do not hound me in the path as you did yesterday, or no later than yesterday. My daughter's a nice lady, and she'll come and she'll just go on her way. I've heard that shit over and over again about my daughter being a nice one. I had a nice daughter once. She was starving to death, and I saved her from starvation, and now she's helping, trying to destroy this movement, because we have absolute information that they are not content until they kill every last one of us. Because you know why they want to kill every last one of us? Because they're afraid one of you will get back and get them. We better discuss this quickly with Russell, because Russell's going to have to go in town. He's good to just, he can talk agriculture to the man and divert him while she's talking. He talks very sensibly on agriculture, one of our most knowledgeable people. Let's talk about the Moten's case first, because he's got to go into town. I'd like your frank evaluation. Has the letter got, do we have the substance of the letter, Rita, that was transmitted into town? Can you get me the wording of it? We open your mail to get your information to Georgetown. By the time it gets here, it's 2 weeks longer. I hope you all appreciate that is a good thing to do. Because some bitch could be trying to tear your life up before it got out here. So we open the mail before it gets here to let you know what the hell's up. That's the reason we do that. We're not so much worried about incoming mail as we are outcoming mail, frankly. It's outcoming mail that can be devastating. When people make codes and flowers like some of our people have and little shit, that's what can really destroy. So we're not concerned about the incoming mail. Because I don't get my mail. And you piss me off because you do get your mail. If you don't get your mail, it's because the U.S. government is not letting your mail get through, or your goddamn relatives are just not writing. Because we don't give a shit about you getting the mail. It's not the mail coming in that's going to hurt us. Now, if anybody uses their brain, they can understand that, can't they? I think that's very understandable. Okay, what do you think about this situation, how we should handle it? I think she said she'd come June. Do you think, first place, do you think she will accept the postponement based on the weather in the guest house, which we're planning to have September, October. Do you think her schedule will lend herself to that?
Well,
you don't know about it. You know about this, Russell? Do you know about the whole situation? They know about it.
No, no, I don't.
I better fill you in. Your sister that I stayed with, whose son's here, was a very hospitable lady to me. Wants to come in June for vacation. Told them not to bring the child back, but she's coming in. That's the substance. I remember it from the radio. Substance was, don't bring the child home. I'm coming there for vacation. 2 weeks, I think. I can't remember the time. Now, choking. So that's the substance of it. Wasn't unfriendly. Oh, and she was very concerned about your brother. Sound friendly. Because the brother, you have a brother, Glenn, who's in trouble, and she was wanting to know if we could do something to help him. And I, of course, told him you wrote to say that we would, which I think will ease that burden if we take him. And when a man's up against it, it sounded to me like, from what I got of the communication, he's on his way to jail or in trouble with the law. They're about to get him. And so I said immediately we'd take him, because that would ease the situation there. That was my strategy on that point. Send him ahead, not wait. He can't wait till September, for obvious sakes. If you're in trouble with the law, you can't wait. You don't wait. The law don't wait on you when you're black. Do you think that first place that she will, that'll be acceptable to her? We're just anticipating. We're trying. We don't know. We can only think. What do you think she'll react to that? All right. Well, our response was, what did you say? That we would help the child? The boy, did you say we would? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Good. That's the instructions I gave. So that shows my instructions are getting through to you, though I didn't give them directly. I gave them through Rita. And it's a heavy, I gave them through a secretary, the secretary gives them to Rita, and sometimes things get lost in the chain of command. My instructions were to ask if it would be possible. The weather's more delightful in the fall, because our summers are the same. We'll have guest housing by that time, but your brother, of course, will help because of all that she's done, your family, what you mean to me, will help. We'll take the young man in trouble. Is that the essence of what you wrote in the letter? Now, how do you think she'll react? Can she change her vacation, or is it one of those things she cannot change?
I'm sure she can change her vacation, Dad.
Okay, then we may not have a particular problem. You see it that way, Brother Milton, too?
Well, it sounds all right to me, but this is my first known about her writing a letter. She hadn't explained to me that she had wrote a letter and that Rita had talked to her.
Oh, no, she hadn't talked to her. Hold it. She hadn't talked to nobody. Rita. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said your daughter. Well, don't blame it. Just happened yesterday, I think. So there's not much time. We've had to do much. People call out to do things. It would certainly be told to you. We don't keep any secrets. The situation is that I had to move quickly, and I didn't care who wrote the letter. I didn't give a damn if you wrote the letter or she wrote the letter. So there was no instruction to go to her. He didn't know either. So I didn't have time to communicate to all three of you. And I imagine Rita found her more available. I've told you the substance of it. I don't think that's the issue in the first place. I don't think I need to get into the polemics of that. I don't think that's the issue. Nobody's trying to cut you out of any information because I've just now give you all the information. That's the substance of her letter request. So maybe she didn't want to worry about your son. Your son's in trouble. Your wife probably had a good motive for that. Because I'm sure that father connects with sons more, and he's in trouble. He's in some kind of trouble. And she asked us if we could do something to help, and I said yes. Now, that's the issue. How do you respond to that?
I think she would accept, what you said and come at a later time. She's usually pretty reasonable.
I figured even though it was a white knight, that if your son was in trouble and it sounded like serious trouble, he'd rather be here facing a white knight than staying in Philadelphia going to an angry jail. How do you feel about that, Bill Newton?
Well, I imagine he would rather face a white knight here than to face in the jail in Philadelphia.
Somebody, I think...
How do I feel about it? I'd much rather him to be here than to be in the jail in Philadelphia, or a jail any place.
Well, the tone, you'll have the letter. See, we cannot, the boat, you don't get mail till the boat comes. So we open the mail in Georgetown to find out what the hell's going on. It gives us about a week. This case, it'll be 2 weeks, maybe. No, it won't. It'll be a week. But that week, we feel it's very important. I'm sure all of you see the importance. Just open the mail the minute it hits Georgetown, because it can be just a thing like that. Now, a week might not wait on this young man. A week may not wait on him. Fact matter, if we can get some calm, I think if we ought to pass on by San Francisco a phone patch to her. You hear me?
Yes.
I'm sure she'd take a collect call at a late hour. So we got to watch every penny. But if you don't, we'll still make the call, because I, for the Motons, and tell them that this better send that man on, because the man, and then tell them is their letters coming about their vacation. It'd be better to have a guest house, so forth. But that young man, by the time that mail gets back there, maybe the trouble may have hit him. I gathered it was, so much traffic goes through me, but I gathered it's something to do with dope. Has he been in drugs?
As far as I know, he hasn't, Father. He, at one time...
Now they may have been setting him up.
At one time...
But I think that was the implication of the letter. We'll know exactly, but there's some trouble. He's in trouble. Glenn Moton, Jr., is that his name? That's okay, that's it.
At one time, Father, he was a policeman. And I don't know whether this is the source or not.
If he was a policeman, if he was ever a policeman and he ever left it, they don't give you no peace, they will never give you peace.
He had a conflict with him over a number of issues. And and so eventually he had to get out of the force. He had, you know, some...
He lives in Philadelphia?
Yes, Dad.
And then the police, that's where the police burned down a couple of sections of whole apartments. So they've got his number. Rizzo's got his own secret police. I may be wrong. I can't tell you for the fact that I wouldn't want to worry about that. And if it was, if he didn't use it, I bet they've set him up in it. Maybe that they've done. I don't know, but he's in trouble.
A factor to be considered about your daughter coming, if she gets here, will she be apt to want to take the child home when she gets here and, you know, possibly get upset about something?
Attention. There's been a security arrangement that they say that anybody goes to sleep will be arrested immediately. There'll be no talk, ifs, and about it. Now, is that suitable? All right.
Well, I just wonder if that might be a possibility that she might want to take the child home once she got here.
The letter didn't sound, to be candid. Well, that's a good question, but the letter did not sound. He means she may want to take the child home, but it didn't sound that way. The way the letter was read to me, and they read it to me. As coded, you have to code everything. You can't write, you can't give nothing over radio directly, but it didn't sound to me like she was coming in any unfriendly way. Because she wants a child home, why vacation? If she's hostile, wants a child home, why vacation? And tell you not to bring the child home. Evidently, you'd had some arrangement you might bring the child home in the summer. She said, don't bring the child home in the summer because I'm coming this way. Mm-hmm. But it was vacation. But then the next part of the letter had to do with Glenn Moton. To my knowledge, it was not anything unfriendly in the letter. But now, if you think it's some savvy ship, you think he's capable of an agent, you got to look at that. If he's capable of being a police agent and they're involved, I know you got one sister who's very hostile, very nasty. Married to that doctor. Is it married to the doctor? I don't like her attitude. That's more perceptive than anything else. I don't have anything to base it on, but just what I feel.
I think
he's the problem there. The goddamn doctor's the problem.
I recall a few years ago when we came out and spoke to both of them about getting involved in the church, Don Beck and some of us all went out and talked to him. His whole attitude was hostile. So, and she seemed... His whole attitude was hostile, and he seemed to follow her lead.
He followed her?
No, she seemed to follow his lead in whatever he was saying. So, I'm really not surprised, at least a bit, about that situation. They said that they had, you know, worked to get into this capitalist trip, you know, this upper class shit, you know, for a long time, and that they called us right from the jump when we told them the things we were doing. Said, "Oh, you're socialist." Well, you know, we're not going to get off into that, you know. And so after that, I just haven't had anything more to do with them myself.
Mm-hmm.
But as for Glenn, I think that since he has had a background in the police force, he was on there for about 10 years or so. I think we should consider that he could be coming here as an agent. You know, that should be considered because you know.
What you been doing since then? What instances, what issues has he had with the police? Has he had any run-ins with them?
Okay, he's had, the run-ins he's had was, for instance, when he arrested a black woman once for, I forget exactly what it was, but brought her in into the police station. When he came back the next morning, they had, white policeman there had beat her up, and he told them that the next time they come in, the next time he brings somebody in, that they better not mess with him, or he would deal with him. And so he tried to take his gun, and he said, you can try and take it, and we'll have a shootout right here. And after that, there was, it just was one thing after another. He was constantly having run-ins with him because he wouldn't back down from him, so he ended up having...
Doesn't sound like an agent type. What did he go on to? What did he go on to? What kind of work did he go on to then?
He went on after a bit to he went on and finished his schooling. He went on to the university.
What did he study?
Criminal justice.
Criminal justice, for what reason? If he's not in police work, for what reason did he study criminal justice?
I really don't know, Dad. All I know, he was working at a prison the last time I was in Philadelphia in March.
Was he having any trouble there at all?
I really don't know. I don't know.
He didn't tell you if he was having any?
No.
We'll have to find out. I guess we'll have to find out from phone patch exactly what this trouble is in a coded way. The slant of it sounded like drugs. Now, but your code, so much can break down in codes. But if he's black, that's a typical setup. If somebody wants to get his ass, they'll set him up with drugs. It's done all the time.
It's possible that he might be off into that because his whole, in the past year or so, his whole life has seemed to have just sort of broken down his pattern, such as...
Will you shut up? It's your son. You shut your mouth.
I had a long distance phone call from Winnie last year, right before I came down here, when she was saying that she was concerned that because he had left his wife and children and was just showing all kinds of attitudes that were uncharacteristic of him. He always was rather stoic, always. Never would cry, never would show weakness or anything, and he was, just showing attitudes that...
Well, if he thinks, if he's black and he thinks, and he obviously does, enough to say he'll shoot somebody if they mess with the people he brings in when they're beating him up, sounds like the man could very easily have run amok of the goddamn fascist law and realize that the law is not worthy of its respect. And all of his time spent studying it, then disillusionment because he's got into something that isn't worth shit, because the law only works for the rich and the white. And then the white rich, some of you better remember. So I would imagine that it's sincere. It's a sincere need that he's brought to, she's brought to our attention. But I'll know more when I get whatever notes I gave her. Oh, go ahead. I think Glenn wants to say something.
I really don't know what his trouble could be, but he has a job with the state. He has a job with the state. And so once upon a time, was it 5 or 6 years ago, he was offered a job as a narcotic agent, and he told me he turned it down. And that's why he didn't go with a couple of more of his friends that were policemen. They transferred over into the narcotic. But he didn't go on the kind of, he said they were going to send him out west somewhere for training, and he didn't want to go out west. And so, but I've never known him to have any connection with dope any kind of way.
Well, when you're black and you feel and you sense and you get aware and you don't have a communist movement to come to, it's very easy to get caught up in drugs. Very easy. If you get totally despaired, and it sounds like he's despaired of his home, breaking up, he not being able to maintain himself. Or, as I said, it's nothing uncommon to be set up. They don't like him, they just set him up. Well, I wouldn't feel bad. I don't even bother me. I'll take him if he's on drugs. Hell, half this place has been on drugs. It don't bother me any.
I remember at one time that his telling me that they were building concentration camps. That's before I came out to stay with the family. And he was telling me that they were, the time that they were building the concentration camps, he said... they had planned on taking all the black policemen and marching them in first because they knew that they would fight back. So I don't know whether this is one of the problems or not.
I
I don't know.
I'm glad for that bit of salient information, because one of the concentration camps is set up in Pennsylvania, Allentown. He's right. He's right. That's the one of the concentration camps where blacks will be put when the showdown comes. I would imagine it's got to him. He's probably said something or crossed somebody, stepped on somebody's toes. Maybe he's lost his job. Maybe he did use a drug, or maybe he got set up with a drug, whatever. Sounds to me like a legitimate story. I'll take my chances. The opinion is she probably then would we take him, help him. Her holding her off on vacation would not be that big a problem.
I don't think so, then.
After all, we're only asking her anyway. We're not saying absolutely. I think you just ask her if that would be possible. Okay. Any more comment about it? Okay.
Would she be met in Georgetown, or would she come here? If she'd vacation here?
It depends. It depends upon how much fascism has come down. By September, she might be more than willing to understand everything we're doing here, and probably maybe not even want to go back. See, September's a long way in the way shit's coming down these days. It just depends. If not, then maybe they can meet her in Georgetown, and we got to be for headquarters there. Whatever. I think that that's a good issue. I think we have to decide that case by case, point by point. But we got a more immediate one to decide, and I do think that your question becomes highly relevant then. She's a very, to me, down-to-earth person. I think she'd learn quickly. She got a husband? No, didn't have. She hadn't got that many attachments. I believe anybody's black and hears, thinks, and sees some of these meetings. I think that the truth soon gets to them. Maybe she might decide never to go back. You can't tell. That's always a possibility.
I don't really think she has that much back there to hold her, because she's experienced a lot of frustration. She worked for instance, one of the biggest insurance companies in the world back there, and she worked her way up. They only hire, they have a limited amount of black folks they'll hire, and she worked her way up in the company to a high administration post, a system director of administration, and they wouldn't let her go any higher. And then they started trying to trap her and trying to fire her and all kinds of stuff. She fought it for a while. But then she just said, you know, hell with it.
Oh, yeah, that opens up. I talked to her in the kitchen one night for 2 hours. She told me more shit done to her and black friends and relatives, people. I like her, personally. And she liked us enough to put her child here. And she hasn't given us any trouble during this year. She hasn't made any issue, has it? And Glenn, she said she hasn't made any issue of any kind, has she, this year? I haven't followed any mail. I haven't followed her because she's not one person I felt I had to pay attention to. Because I had very good, she was very good to me. I was the most pleasant stay I ever had in any home. She was more thoughtful. She didn't impose on me, didn't talk to me unless I talked to her. She gave me more peace than I've ever had in any home outside of our own congregation that I've ever been in. That was, to me, significant, because there were a lot of folk in that house, and she had lots of us in that house, coming out of her ears. And it was yet peaceful. So I'll do, we'll entertain her. If you people think in the meantime whether she should come in here or not. I got a lot of faith in your judgments. And then we'll weigh. A white knight's a hell of a thing to run into, though. We come through so many of them. You get immune to some degree because you know there's the light at the end of the tunnel. But to get in the middle of one of them is, if you can hope that people slide through one. It'd be nice for you to see this, because it's the most impressive. Georgetown doesn't impress me. This is what impresses me, the country. Well, we got time. That's why I wanted to hold off. Because I saw a month, Jesus, and now weather's off. It might be right in the middle of a rainy season, right up to our ankles in rain. Okay, I think that that's resolved for the time. We'll make a telephone call and see what the hell the trouble is and try to speed up the case, because I'm a little hesitant waiting on your letter. Your letter won't get there. If he's in immediate trouble, it might be too late. So I think we ought to move with a telephone call. Okay. Mm-hmm. it is. Here it is. This is the code decoded as best we've got it. Glenn has gotten himself.
That's interesting.